Prayer and accountability are supposed to go together. You're not supposed to just talk to God, but you're supposed to talk to other people about the things you need God to do in your life, whether it is a physical healing or whether it is an emotional healing, whether there's some guidance you need. Whatever it is, prayer is not supposed to be purely a personal exercise.
Hello and welcome to this Friday edition of Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for making this part of your day. Have you ever heard people say a person's relationship with God should remain private? Some people think that way. There's just one problem. God isn't one of them. Today, Pastor Paul reminds us that we need one another on this journey towards destiny. We need their encouragement, their wisdom. We also need their prayers. Visit PastorPaul.net to hear any recent Destined for Victory message on demand. And while you're there, be sure to check out our wide array of products and services at our online store. Now, here's Pastor Paul with today's message, Prayer Matters.
In our last message, I began talking about the fact that prayer matters. And we were looking at verse 16 that says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So let me just go back there and remind you what I was saying at the end of the previous message is that prayer and accountability are supposed to go together. You're not supposed to just talk to God, but you're supposed to talk to other people about the things you need God to do in your life, whether it is a physical healing or whether it is an emotional healing, whether there's some guidance you need, whether there's some direction you need from the Lord, whether you need him to break through some barrier in your life. Whatever it is, prayer is not supposed to be purely a personal exercise. We are supposed to connect with other people in accountability so that they can help us pray through and work through the things that only God can do. See, some of us try to be spiritual lone rangers, and the Bible does not support that. The Bible does not support personal discipleship in the sense of no connectedness with others. It's true I can know Jesus for myself, but it is not true that everything that needs to happen in my life can happen with only me talking to the Lord. I have to be intentional about talking to other people as well as to the Lord. Now, you who are lone rangers by temperament, you who tend to stay to yourself, and I really don't deal with other people, you're in the kingdom now. You no longer have that option. In the kingdom, you cannot have a personal pursuit of holiness. You cannot have a personal pursuit of the things of God. You have to be involved with other people. God has destined you to be in relationship. I mentioned it last time. 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul says in a verse there, we were baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. Now, if you were baptized when you got saved, if you were baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, that means that body is supposed to be functional and you're supposed to be a functional part of it. You cannot get everything you need to get from God through personal prayer alone. James says, confess your trespasses, not to God, he says, to one another. And then pray for one another that God will do the healing. Whatever the need is, God's going to answer the prayer. God's going to meet the need. God's going to give you the breakthrough. God's going to give you the healing. But not if you are disconnected from the body. We're all members of the body. Every member has its place. And you've got to be involved with other people. None of us want to see a thumb going around by itself. Isn't that a gross thought? It's supposed to be connected. And you are supposed to be connected with other people. So I was giving the analogy of imagine your life as a house. Your life is a house. God's design is that there are people so connected with you that you don't invite them into just the nice parts of your house. Most of us know what it is to have parts of the house that if people pop up on you unexpected, just fine, come on in. But how many know there are other parts of your house? Even your physical house, in most cases, unless you're one of those neat freaks where everything is just completely in order, there are some folk who everything in the whole house is completely spick and span and orderly and neat. Everything's put up. There's a place for everything and everything in its place. There are probably some in this audience right now that are like that. We could bust up in their house right now and not see a thing out of place. But 12 of them are the exception to the rule. Isn't that the truth? The 12 of them are the exception to the rule. The rest of us, we got places we're going to bring you into. Sit right here. Don't get up. Well, since your life is like a house, God wants it to be so that there are some people who are familiar not only with the best of you, but they're familiar with the challenges of you, with the idiosyncrasies of you, with the dysfunction of you. Come on, somebody. With the parts of you that don't work, the parts of you that don't make sense, the parts of you that you're not anxious to just show off to the world. If you don't have people in your business at that level, you are missing some of the breakthroughs and blessings and healing that God has ordained for your life because you haven't accessed the way it's going to happen. It is through relationship with trusted people. Now, don't tell me, oh, but Pastor, you understand, I've been burned by people I trusted. Listen, you're not telling me anything I don't know. I know what it is to be thoroughly burned. I know what it is to have somebody who you thought had your back, and all they did with your back was put a knife in it. I know what that's like, but let me tell you something. Your enemies and naysayers do not write the book, the story of your life. Oh, they might have a bad chapter that involves them, but that's not the end of the book. Turn the page, because God said, I started a good work in you and I'm not done. So I'm just writing a new chapter. And I want to tell all of you who have been burned, that's no excuse for disobeying the clear principle of walking in accountability. All you got to do is learn to know who people really are. Once people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them and usher them out. Love you, but I'm going to love you from afar. Bye. Some of y'all had the wrong folk in your inner circle. And so you just got to realize they're not supposed to be there. See, just because somebody is ordained to be in your life doesn't mean they're ordained to be in the inner circle. Some folk can't handle your inner circle. Some folk can't handle your stuff. Have you run into them yet? There are people who can't handle it. Some people don't have the discipline to handle your stuff. Some people can only take you at your best. You don't need many of those folk in your life, folk who can only take you at your best. You really don't need that. You need people who take whatever's coming. Whatever you present, they can handle it. You need people who know the worst of you and love you anyway. I hope you understand most of your friends only love you because they don't know you. Might as well hurt your feelings real quick before we get on with the rest of this. Most of your friends only love you because they are ignorant of who you really are. And who can't love you when you are wonderful? But the challenge is, can you find folk who will love you when they don't like you? Love you when they don't understand? How can you be that intelligent and that stupid at the same time? Come on, do you have folk like that who look at you and say, what? Really? You need people who can handle the real you. And James said, those are the people you got to learn to confess your trespasses to and then pray. Do you know that your vertical relationship is only as good as your horizontal relationships? In other words, my relationship with God is going to be largely dependent on how willing I am to bring people in to my real house, deal with the real thing, so that together we go to God vertically and we receive blessings from on high. You're not going to get the breakthrough by yourself. Quit trying to ask God. I've tried it. I know. You can't get some things done by yourself. So you have to be willing to find the people. Well, Pastor, where do you find people like that? Begin to build relationships. That's why you got to be in a healthy church where people are trying to connect you through fellowships and what have you. And once you get into a church that specializes not just in helping people worship, but helping people connect in fellowship, women of destiny, men of destiny, places where you can build relationships and then find somebody who you can really talk to. You need spiritual leaders who you can really talk to. You can unburden yourself to. You've got them here. There are some folk who, well, they've come to know my character as a leader, so they're really not that concerned. Otherwise, there's some people that would only be happy when I die because they'll know that their secret is finally gone.
The rest of today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd is straight ahead. But first, a quick reminder, our website, pastorpaul.net, is the place to go to find out more about the Destined for Victory ministry. You can also order selected resources or make a safe and secure donation to help Pastor Paul lead people to a growing, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, that web address is pastorpaul.net. And if you haven't already, download the free Destined for Victory app today. Search Destined for Victory at your app store and listen to the program right from the palm of your hand. The app also allows you to make donations, shop our online store, and take notes on the message. It's all available the next time you log in. Did you know that God's plan for His children is always restoration? But as you'll see in a moment, restoration is a byproduct of relationship. Here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's message. Prayer matters.
There are some people I'm carrying some stuff that they hope to God I am the man of integrity they believe I am. And fortunately, I am by God's help. And I will take their stuff to the grave. I've taken it to God. I've talked to them one-on-one. And the rest is going with me to the grave. You got to understand something. You have to find people, whether it's your pastor or whether it's the people you connect with in the church, who know the real you. And so Vegas should have nothing on kingdom folks. You know how they talk about Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's nothing compared to what we're called to be. When you tell me the worst of you, I will guard it with the best of me. See, the Bible says if a brother or sister is overtaken in a fault, Galatians chapter 6, you who are spiritual, restore in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. See, if somebody comes to me, they're fallen, they're messed up, they're jacked up, they blew it royally. According to the word of God, I'm supposed to be spiritual enough to restore. God's plan is always one of restoration. God's plan is never one of condemnation. He condemns only those who refuse to submit. And so you've got to find folk who understand it. Those are the spiritual people. Spiritual people aren't people with a big Bible necessarily. Spiritual people are people who have been through enough where they know what it means to carry the burdens of somebody else. They would not disrespect you. And you got to find folks who can handle you. And so we're told, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. By the way, I've learned more and more these days, you got to say this, accountability doesn't mean you told me what you did. Accountability has to be, we're so conversant that I know what you feel like doing. I know what you're tempted to do. I know where the devil's trying to help you go. Come on, somebody. I know where your flesh is trying to pull you in that direction. Because some folks say, yeah, I got an accountability partner. I told him what I did Friday night. I told him what I did. No, that's not accountability. Accountability is Thursday. So, you know, I'm feeling a little, that's what they need to know. Yeah, yeah, pull that out. What is that? What is that? Let's talk about that. Do I need to be with you tomorrow? What's going on? You need folk who can walk with you in the things of God, in the path that God has laid out for you. Yes, they can handle your confessions of what you've done, but accountability is designed to not allow that to become a pattern in your life. So now, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The vertical is only as good as the horizontal. There are things only God can do, but he'll do them in your life as two or more of you connect in unity and come to him with the power of prayer. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, he said, even if you are at the altar and there you remember that there is a problem between you and somebody else, specifically your brother has something against you. Look how important this is to God. He says you could be at giving your gift to God, giving your offering, giving your sacrifice, your offering, whatever you're bringing to God. He says, and you remember that your brother has something against you. What does he say to do? He says, leave the altar. Leave that gift right there. Go and be reconciled. And then come offer your gift. That's how important it is to God. He said, I don't even want your offering. I don't even want your gift. Until you've done what you can do to be in unity with other people. That's powerful. That's Jesus talking. You can't argue with that. Well, see, he just need to understand. No, you need to understand that he said you must be connected with other people. Now, reconciliation requires their cooperation. Don't get under false condemnation. You cannot ensure reconciliation, but you can certainly offer it. Because if you don't offer it, sometimes people don't have the character to come to you first. And so Jesus said, if you know they got a problem with you, don't say, well, they don't, but the problem, they need to come to me. No, Jesus said, if you know they have a problem with you and you're trying to be in right standing with God, leave your gift, go to them and say, hey, it seems like there's something that you've got, some sort of ought, some sort of problem, some sort of offense. So tell me how you're feeling. And you ever been lied to by somebody who's offended by you? It's all in their face. It's all in their body language. It's all everywhere. And then when you finally come to them and say, hey, looks like there's something. Let's talk about that. You all right? There ain't no problem. Well, sure, there's a problem. Look at you. Listen to you. But some people are in denial. Jesus didn't say you had to break through their denial. When people are in denial, they're just there. And so you can only attempt reconciliation. But at least Jesus is suggesting you do everything within your power to be open to reconciliation. And you be proactive in trying to make it happen. If the person doesn't receive it, don't worry. You can go back and continue to offer your gift and ask the Lord to bless them and help them. Okay, there's another place in Matthew 18. Jesus is serious about this. Beginning at verse 15, he talks about if there is someone who's, there's a trespass between the two of you. Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. There is a trespass, there's a problem. Someone has sinned against you. Now, in Matthew 5, you know they have a problem. You don't know what it is. But in Matthew 18, you are the one offended. They have sinned against you. What do you do when somebody sins against you? The Bible says you go tell him his fault between you and him alone. In other words, Jesus says here, don't be that person in Matthew 5 who has an ought against somebody and you won't go to them. He says, be the person in Matthew 18, your brother has sinned against you. You are the one that's been sinned against. He says, go and tell them their fault between you and him alone. Boy, that takes some maturity. Because our fleshly tendency is to say, you sinned against me, you need to be coming to me. And they haven't clearly. So Jesus says, okay, then you go and show. And Jesus is implying, don't be one of those folk who sits around, arms folded. You know what you did. Jesus didn't ask if they knew that they offended you. He said, go and show. Not go and tell them, you know good and well what you did. Some of y'all are so bad, not you, but somebody on your row, is so bad that they have a whole, in their mind, they have a whole case they've made against this person. And you haven't even had a conversation. He said, no, you go, and in case they're not fully aware of how what they did offended you, what they said offended you, what they refused to do offended you, whatever it is, actions, omissions, whatever it is, you go and show. Tell them exactly what they did and how it impacted you. That's what Jesus said. He said, go and show. And I love this part, between you and him alone, because he knows us. He knows that the flesh will want to go and show everybody but the person. Do you know what she had the nerve to do? Do you know what he had the audacity to do? And everybody around you is familiar with how somebody's trespassed against you. Jesus said, that's not the way to do it. Go to the trespasser, just the two of you, and talk it out. Let them know. Do not let your assumptions rule the day.
Thanks so much for being here for today's message, Prayer Matters. We're so glad you were a part of it. Before we say so long for the weekend, I want to thank you on behalf of Pastor Paul Shepherd and the entire ministry team for all you do to make the Destined for Victory ministry possible. As a listener-supported ministry, we're counting on your continued prayers and financial support in 2018 and beyond, because so many people out there need the saving grace that only Jesus Christ can give. Your donations do make a difference, so please consider sending a special gift today to help share the truth of God's Word with a growing audience. In appreciation of your gift of any size, we're pleased to offer you by request a booklet from Pastor Paul, Building a Beneficial Prayer Life. The Bible has a lot to say about prayer. Pray without ceasing, says the Apostle Paul. And James, the brother of Jesus, tells us that the fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. But so many believers in Christ struggle to build and maintain a consistent prayer life. This booklet from Pastor Paul can help, and it's our pleasure to share it with you for a donation of any size this month. Again, that's Building a Beneficial Prayer Life, a booklet by Pastor Paul, and our gift to you this month by request for your donation of any size to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500. Again, our number is 855-339-5500. Or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. And you can also mail your gift to us at Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. Again, the address is Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. Speaking of prayer, do you have a prayer request today? If so, log on to PastorPaul.net, click Contact Us, and send us your prayer request so that the Destined for Victory ministry team can join you in prayer. And while you're there, be sure to ask for Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement, which comes at no cost or obligation.
You'll only see the power of God when people get on one accord so that the electricity of the anointing can flow right down your row, right through your church, right through your fellowship, right through your ministry. There's no breakage in the flow of the power of God. And so God's serious about this stuff. So you have to make sure your horizontal relationships are well managed.
That's next time in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Prayer Matters. If you'll be in the San Francisco Bay Area this weekend, Pastor Paul invites you to worship with him at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, where he serves as senior pastor. Until next time, remember this timeless truth. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.